A young family, a fresh start, a lot of baby chicks, and a grandmother who comes to stay. Critic Bob Mondello says the Golden Globe nominee Minari has everything it needs to be the year's most heartwarming film.
Monica and Jacob Yee have spent the last decade scraping by in California, separating male from female chicks in a chicken processing plant. It is not the life they hoped for when they emigrated from Korea, and now that they have two small kids, Jacob's promised his wife a fresh start. As the film begins, Monica is getting her first glimpse of their new home, a double-wide trailer in the middle of an Arkansas field. The kids are excited.
Wheels! There are wheels! It's like a big car!
Monica, less so. This farm is not the fresh start she'd envisioned. Looking around at the 5 acres he's bought, Jacob, played by Steven Yeun, tells the kids,
David!
They're going to have a garden.
아빠는 big garden 하나 만들 거야.
Which earns him a little swat from his wife.
Garden is small.
No. Garden of Eden is big. Like this.
Writer-director Lee Isaac Chung is recreating elements of his own childhood here. His dad moved their family to Arkansas when Chung was 6, and the filmmaker tells this story through the eyes of 6-year-old David, who doesn't always understand the family tensions, but who has a strong point of view. When Monica's mom comes to stay with them, bringing peppers, anchovies, and other Korean delicacies, David's immediate reaction is that Grandma smells like Korea. And after she's been with them a while, he decides she isn't even a real grandma. Real grandmas bake cookies, he says, and they don't swear.
아이고, pretty boy, pretty boy.
I'm not pretty. I'm good looking.
Clearly, they're going to end up friends. Also helping out is a Pentecostal farmhand, played by Will Patton, who knows enough about working the land to be useful, even if for him everything comes down to religion, including planting cabbages.
You know what an exorcism is?
Yeah.
Out in the name of Jesus! Out!
In the name of Jesus.
Okay, now things will grow.
How come you're putting them so close together? You don't want to put them so close together like that.
The filmmaker named his movie Minari after a Korean herb Grandma brought with her that is resilient and grows wherever it's planted. A nice metaphor for immigrant families. The Yee family has its challenges, certainly. Little David has a heart murmur. Mom's not happy about being uprooted. Dad's trying to prove himself. And there are natural challenges. But resilient they are, and grow they will. Their dream is the American dream, and their story in Minari, an American story of uncommon warmth and grace. I'm Bob Mondello.